And now, it's time for Hot or Not, our weekly quiz about the latest trends in home design. Which ones are hot and which ones are not? Helping make your home absolutely beautiful. Joining us now with Hot or Not is Melissa Dittman Tracy, author of Realtor Magazine's popular Styled, Staged, and Sold blog, and the host of the Housing Muse podcast. Melissa, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to be joining you.
I am so glad you're here. So, Melissa, if I love blue, and I have blue walls and blue couches and a blue rug and blue everything, tell me, is that hot or not?
Not. Move beyond just sticking to one color. There are so many bolder colors nowadays that you can introduce. We don't want to go overboard. We want to be color coordinated and using more color around the house. But that doesn't mean you have to match everything. So how do you achieve a cohesive flow of color throughout your home while also taking some color chances? Because bold colors are the hot home trend lately. Designers at the home remodeling site House recommend using a consistent paint color on your walls to connect your spaces. Likely more of a neutral, like a white or soft gray. That's your paint base color. Then save your edgy colors for more of an enclosed space, like a powder bathroom, kids' room, or a guest room. To play it safe, select color groups. Limit yourself to the same temperature family. So maybe that's sticking to a cooler color scheme, like grays, greens, and blues. Select one or two colors and then use variations of it throughout your home. For those of you who like to think of this more like a math equation, designers suggest a 60-30-10 formula. Choose a base color, like a white or gray, as I mentioned before, and use that 60% of the time in your space. Your next color, use 30% within the room. And then for that 10%, use that for your accents. Go more bold here. That's where you get to have all the colorful fun. Using consistent colors throughout your home can make it feel more connected, but that doesn't mean you have to match everything. And that certainly doesn't mean you can't add a little spice. Just use that color pop sparingly. Things will then look more cohesive, yet still colorful.
Well, Melissa, I really want to thank you for being on the show today because you always try to make our homes more beautiful, and that helps make life better. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Stephen. And for more home design inspiration, follow me on Instagram at Housing Muse.